Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Jeff, as we start to get our sink our teeth into the season, and I know I laugh when I just say I don't believe it. It feels like the season doesn't start till Christmas.
No.
But when he said...
Dan, can you believe Andy said that?
Is that blasphemy or something?
Wow. Never heard you say that before, Andy.
Nope. All right, breaking news over here.
Who believes the NBA... All right, we'll play this game. Who believes the NBA season doesn't start until Christmas? 216-474-0092. Want to play that game? We'll go down that road.
Wait, is this like turning it.
Uh-huh.
Is this like turning into an AA thing where I have a bunch of people call up going, "Hi, my name is Paul." Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
And I haven't watched a single dribble of the NBA until Christmas.
And that would make sense. Unless you're into the cup. It's just so weird, Jeff. Every time we talk to somebody about this NBA cup, people, they're like, "Oh, players are into it. Everybody's great. It's all great." Maybe just because I thought we got robbed the first year we were in this NBA cup. I didn't think it was fair. I didn't like the way it was set up. And if Cleveland can't be in the finals, I don't care.
All
when
I know
it comes
is
to something
floors,
like this that early.
The floors look like video games. So they got that going for
do
them.
Do they have to do that every game?
I think
can we move forward?
The Lakers just played a cup game and played it on the regular floor.
Yeah, because they had a problem. Somebody had a problem with their floor.
Terrible.
To not have the right floor
How
in there?
How can you do that? Hey, the NBA's trying with the cup.
Could you see the equivalent of that in any other sport? Like what? Like I'm thinking about Major League Baseball. Like baseball's a long season too, but they don't. Should they drop the World Baseball Classic in the middle of the season?
Oh, they could.
I'd be in. Work for hockey.
Yeah,
I did kind of work for. Well, that's the Olympics though. No, that's the other one. Yeah, you're right.
It work for hockey.
Wow, should baseball drop the World Baseball Classic into the middle of the season? There's just no way. There's no way they
would
ever do that.
There's no way teams would do it. Yeah.
There is no way.
It'd be awesome, though.
Hitters, maybe. Pitchers, no.
It's going to be. I mean, the World Baseball Classic is always a blast. And
yeah.
It would be cool if they dropped it in the middle of the season like the Nations Cup.
Could you do the minor league? Could you do like a minor league tournament kind of thing that you could blend into the regular? That you would have an automatic spot in the playoffs if you won?
Oh, God, no. No.
One thing,
put no stakes on anything.
One thing Chris just said about.
He doesn't
Cavs.
Care about my baseball thought.
Not really.
No, I know
one thing Chris just said, you know, it's tough to see what their identity is right now, and it's tough to draw conclusions. And let me draw this conclusion. Last year, we saw what happened to a really, really, really good regular season team.
Yep. That's why I don't care until Christmas right now.
That was really hot at the beginning of the season. It set the tone for the rest of the year, but it meant very little once they got to the playoffs. And I've been a while since I've dropped this line, but years ago, I was covering the NBA All-Star game in Houston. And
ding.
No, it's not a ding, but I picked up knowledge that stuck with me to this day.
Here it is.
And it was weird because it's the NBA All-Star game, and I'm covering it for Channel 43 because the Cavs had three or four All-Stars.
And they played favorites, too. Remember those?
We did. And, you know, went into the locker room. Can you imagine this now? Michael Jordan's just, you know, putting on his shirt. And I went up to Michael. And I was the only one there. That was the weird thing. I'm the only guy.
No one was covering it? Or
no, but nobody was talking to Jordan. The locker room wasn't crowded. And I talked to him about the Cavs a little bit. And then I went over and I talked to Kevin McHale. And McHale dropped this one on me. Because I said, hey, the Cavs are blah, 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 blah. And he said, yeah, that's well and good. He said, the teams that are hot in March and April are the teams to really look out for. And that's why you shouldn't freak out about the Cavs right now.
Because Kevin McHale said so.
No, but because I've learned that his advice was absolutely on the money.
He was 100% correct as far as looking at the Cavs last year.
Yeah, if you're not hot in March and April and you go into the playoffs, you're probably not going to do very well. And I thought he was right. The Cavs have tons of time to get it together and figure things out. And you can be sure if they're playing really well come March and April, they're going to be a real threat in the Eastern Conference. And take Detroit. Detroit's having the Cavs kind of start.
Yep.
From last year.
Yep.
And JB, congratulations for that. They're 21-5 in the first place. Doesn't matter if they get to February and, you know, Cade Cunningham pulls a hamstring and can't play for 2 months. And then they get all out of whack. And then he comes back in time for the playoffs, but they haven't gelled and they're out in the second round. So as much as you might want to think, oh my God, what's wrong with the Cavs? Be a little patient. Give them some time. Hopefully they can get healthy and then figure it out.
I'll buy that now, but I do think, let's see, Mobley comes back in about a month, so let's just call it...
Hopefully 3 weeks, yeah, hopefully,
all right, let's
maybe
just,
two.
Let's be conservative. Let's go...
Let's say a month.
Let's go January 15th, January 14th, somewhere in there.
Yep.
So that gives you between January 14th and February 5th to not freak out, because February 5th is the trade deadline.
Yeah, which, again... I don't know the answer to it.
It's about a three-week period.
We could talk with Chris for an hour on it, and I'd still not understand all of it.
I don't know what they can do and what they can't do.
What can you do? What can you not do? Yeah. Because with the Cavs being in the second apron and being so financially handicapped when it comes to this, you know, credit to Dan Gilbert, they're willing to spend. And that's not an issue.
Yeah, but is that going to be frustrating for this team?
It's pretty.
It might be.
Where they are, it's pretty easy. You can do one-for-one trades. That is it. You cannot put multiple players together in a trade. You cannot put picks in.
So you
can
do
only
like,
go one-for-one, and whomever you get back has to make less money than the guy you traded.
So could you do Mitchell for Giannis?
No, Giannis makes more money than Mitchell.
Yeah.
So, but see, now that might sound easy.
Well, I'm just saying for fans to figure out.
No, I understand that. What I was going to say is that might sound easy, but try making a trade with those restrictions that improves your basketball team.
That's your problem.
You can do it.
It's almost like taking the power out of the ESPN trade machine.
But
it's like you're unplugging it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good luck with that. For instance, Chris just said DeAndre Hunter is not having a very good year. Well, what if you want to move on from DeAndre? Can you find a guy better than DeAndre who's making less money?
That another team would want to move on.
And another team would want to move on from him.
I think that's the hardest part.
And they would take on the extra money of DeAndre.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hunter.
That's your problem.
That's the little, and you can find it. You just go over every roster. Who would you like? Who wouldn't you like? Go through it that way. But then good luck getting the other team to buy in.
That's the last part,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, you couldn't do that and say, and we'll throw in Tyrese Proctor. You've liked the way he shot the three, right?
And are your eyes going back and forth like they are in real life here?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Just make
that's how deals are usually made in the NBA, by being able to tweak and throw in and blah, blah, blah. And the Cavs aren't going to have the opportunity to do apparently much of that.
All right. So at what point do you freak out about this roster at all?
After the All-Star break. After the All-Star break, you know my thoughts on it. They haven't changed since they brought in Donovan Mitchell. And I don't think they're going to do anything about it. But I think if it doesn't work this year, they better. And that is, you know, I don't like the fit of Darius and Donovan together.
You never have.
No, and doesn't mean they can't figure it out and win. They can. But I was talking to one of our former coworkers here, mm-hmm. and he said to me, You might not remember this. The day that they brought in Donovan Mitchell, I asked you, what do you think? And you said, I don't like two small guards. And I thought, I told you that then? He goes, yep. I said, yeah, well, hasn't changed. He said I was going downstairs to buy soup.
Oh, probably. Not a surprise. Yeah, I mean, you went out of your way to do that. I wonder what this team's going to look like after the Christmas break. And then once you get... the thing that kind of always lurks around this time of year...
Lurks.
...is that, okay, so if you can't trade out the players, and I know this is... we had a team where they fired a coach that was in first place after going to the NBA Finals the next year. Like, I wonder if you can't make a move.
This organization makes bold moves.
Yeah, they don't question it. I don't want to think Kenny's in any trouble. But, I mean, they did have a players-only meeting last week, right? And from the reports, and I think Chris had one of the reports, that said, you know, it was a pretty rough meeting as they went through film talking about exactly what they were doing and how they were getting stuff done. And then if you can't change the players, there's only one other thing left to do. And it'd be really hard for me to see that. But you have to wonder, you know, they're sitting, 15 and 12 now. They're in seventh. They're in that stupid play-in spot instead of being in a regular spot. Is that something that should be on the table? I mean, I don't know why you would look at the coaching staff and say, here we are, especially, you know, although Coach of the Year doesn't mean a whole lot on this show today, does it? Even if you have it twice.
It doesn't mean a whole lot to our listeners.
No.
Coach of the Year.
I mean, the only reason I say that is because of history. History makes me think if they think they can't fix any of the players, just go right for the coach.
He's done a fine job. Don't even.
I think he has,
don't
too.
Don't even think about it.
But you got to remember the organization, don't you?
Don't even think about it.
All right, I'm going to think about it. You know that.
I know you are.
And you know I'm not crazy. When I say that, when the organization...
I know you're crazy.
Okay, well, that's good, as long as you think I'm crazy. But I wonder, this organization isn't scared to make moves like that. If they thought that no matter where they are, if they're not... where do you want to be at the trade deadline? Like, okay, so you're sitting in seventh now. Where should this team be?
Unfortunately.
And maybe it would just be as easy as moving the ball at the end of the game instead of trying to throw up 10 million threes.
Unfortunately, Andy, I think it's unfortunate because it diminishes the regular season to me to a level that it's disappointing. I'll just leave it at that. 10 teams are going to play postseason basketball in each conference.
Right, 20. Yeah.
That means... Two-thirds of the league will be playing some type of postseason basketball. So the Cavs are going to be one of those teams, and if they're playing well in March and April, they'll have a great chance. Avoid the play-in tournament. If you can get home court in the first round, that's great too. And otherwise, it doesn't – I hate to say it, it doesn't really matter. I hate the fact that so many teams get into the playoffs. I know it's worked for the NBA. I know it – you know, fans like it. Players like it. We're in the postseason. Well, almost everybody's in the postseason. The teams that aren't really stunk. And to me, it diminishes the regular season. And it's one of the reasons why you have so many guys sitting out for rest. You know, hey, I'm not going to play on the second night of a back-to-back. I hurt my elbow a year and a half ago, so I need the rehab for it. You know, I've got to rest up my elbow. I hurt it a year and a half ago.
All right, we'll talk a little bit more about the Cavaliers. Got some other stuff going on here, too. Don't give me that look.
Menigan looked at me and went, yeah, I heard it a year and a half ago.
I know. Well, we did.
It hurts every time I do this. Oh. I got to sit out.
Stop doing that.
I am.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about the Cavs when we come back here. I got some other stuff I want to throw at your way, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.